You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of July, 2022. I'm Joe Viknicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, joined online again today by Kimberly Vaughn. She's observing program leader with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello there.
Well, we've got some nice weather today. It's been kind of soggy beforehand. Let's maybe go over the last week or so here. It's just the regular rain coming through the area, the region. Nothing unusual.
Yeah, nothing really unusual in that respect. And typically, Southeast Alaska tends to get back more into rainier weather in July, with June being a drier, May and June being drier. This past weekend, Petersburg had its rainiest day so far this month when they got 0.87 inches. So if it did feel wet on Sunday, that is definitely a true statement.
That was a pretty soggy feeling day. Okay.
Yeah, and this break we're seeing right now is actually going to be pretty brief. The front is already, the system's already producing rainfall over Yakutat and should reach the Juneau area by this evening and then continue its way down to the Petersburg area later this evening.
Okay, so yeah, what's the near term? Will that be parked over us again for a little while?
No, it's a pretty fast mover, but behind it. So we're looking for rain to return for Thursday, and then for the weekend, some scattered showers to start out with, and then by Saturday into Sunday, getting a little bit more serious with some rain likely.
Okay. Can you tell when the next break is due?
Nothing in the near future.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the month so far to date for Petersburg and what you have seen in terms of temperature and precipitation and how that compares.
Yeah, it's interesting. Petersburg is very near normal for high temperatures. Low temperatures are running a little bit warm by about 2 degrees. And that's probably has a lot to do with the fact that we've been cloudy a lot, so you're not having the dips in the temperatures that you normally would see with the clearer nights. So temperatures running pretty normal, and precipitation is only 0.08 inches below normal as far as a monthly total for what we should have for the whole month. So with a few days left to go, we'll probably see slightly above normal rainfall for the month of July.
Okay. Have you looked at, been able to look at the year as a whole? I know we started off 2022 pretty wet for the first few months anyway. Are we pretty close to normal now after that start?
Looking at the year to date for Petersburg, for as far as how things are lining up, temperatures slightly above normal, only by about 1 degree. Almost spot on low temperatures, giving us basically about 1 degree above normal for the average temperatures. And precipitation is just over a half an inch above normal for rainfall so far this year.
Okay, so overall pretty ho-hum.
Yeah, nothing big. I mean, there's probably been some, I know that there's been some exciting days or events, but overall, you know, it's coming out in the wash pretty near normal. And that's really looks like it's going to continue through the month of August as well. As we look forward in time, the Climate Prediction Center shows us basically near normal with 33% on above, below, or near normal chances of being warmer or colder or wetter or drier. So there's no real clear signatures to tell us that indicate that we should see any warmer or drier conditions in August.
Okay. Well, for other parts of the world suffering under extreme heat, I know that probably sounds pretty good right now.
Probably. Yeah. We'd like to see a little more sun, but it's a reason we're a rainforest.
Thanks for the time, Kimberly.
Thank you.